this morning's business report, we look at rising energy prices. The price of gasoline jumped sharply this past week, topping $3 a gallon in some parts of the country. As painful as high gasoline prices are, home heating bills this winter could be even worse. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Unlike gasoline prices, which are posted prominently on many street corners, the price of natural gas has a way of sneaking up on you. But already many consumers are hearing ominous footsteps, especially in the Midwest, where natural gas is the most common fuel for heating houses. Betty Lynn Fisher writes a popular column for the Beacon Journal newspaper in Akron, Ohio, in which she offers suggestions on how to find the best price on natural gas. Lately, consumers have been clamoring for her advice.
Last week, I had to stop answering my phone and give them a message that, you know, I'm working on the next comparison, but, you know, I can't answer your question because I can't get my work done. But it's an indication that people are hungry for this information.
The latest forecast from the Energy Department predicts that natural gas bills will jump by an average of 52% this winter and 71% in the Midwest. That would cost the typical Midwestern household an extra $600 between now and the end of March. Three-quarters of the natural gas production in the Gulf of Mexico remained shut down after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and the price of gas on the futures market yesterday topped $14 per million BTUs. The Energy Department responded with a series of public service announcements offering practical tips on ways consumers can use less natural gas.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace...
Bodman recommends checking your furnace to see that it's working properly, insulating heating ducts, and turning down the thermostat, especially when you're not at home. Most consumers in Ohio have the additional choice of shopping around for natural gas and locking in prices for a few months or even a few years. Columnist Lynn Fisher says given the volatility in the gas market, it's hard to know just what to do.
No one has a crystal ball on what's going to happen to prices. Even the folks in the industry don't know what the right answer is.
Eventually, repairs in the Gulf, increased drilling, and stepped-up imports of liquid natural gas should bring prices down. But none of that is likely to happen fast enough to bring much relief to those trying to stay warm this winter. Scott Horsley, NPR News.